This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Sri Lanka's presidential election has been won by the leftist anti-corruption candidate Anmura Kumara Dissanayake. The poll, which went to a second count for the first time in Sri Lanka's history, was described as one of the country's closest. In his first comments, President-elect Dissanayake said he would put the demands of Sri Lankans first.
There was a need for a government with a mandate from the people if you want to rescue the country from the crisis. We know in the recent past the mandate was distorted. The distortion of the people's mandate affected the people's parliament and other institutions beyond that. The people's mandate that is needed to take this country forward is being established. That was the main point of the presidential election.
Germany's Social Democratic Party is projected to have won a key regional election, fending off a challenge from the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD. Provisional results in Brandenburg in the country's northeast indicate the SPD has claimed a narrow victory by less than 2% of the votes. The governor of Brandenburg, Dietmar Woidke, said his SDP party needs to do more to fend off the AfD.
They have achieved about 30%. That's a lot of voters have voted for the AfD, and that's too much. And so we have to think about these results, and we have to make our policies better, and we have to tell the people more about our policy, why we do things and why we don't do things.
President Joe Biden says the United States will do everything in its power to prevent an escalation of conflict in the Middle East. He told reporters on the White House lawn that his administration was pushing hard to prevent a wider war. Fierce cross-border exchanges killed at least three people in Lebanon on Sunday and forced thousands of residents in northern Israel to seek shelter from incoming projectiles. Danielle De Simone is in Jerusalem.
Things are definitely escalating, and they've really been escalating all week. Israel set a new war goal, the return home of 60,000 Israeli citizens in the north of the country who've been displaced by the Hezbollah rocket fire. Hezbollah is saying it's going to keep firing, it's going to displace even more people, and it's saying Israel will not achieve this goal. Israel is saying it will achieve this goal and it will do it through military means. The only thing that Hezbollah has opened the door on is they're saying if there was a ceasefire related to Gaza, then it would stop. But as things stand, there's no prospect.
Iranian state media is reporting that 12 people have been arrested on charges of collaborating with Israel and planning acts against the country. They come at a time of greatly increased tensions between Lebanon's Iranian-backed Hezbollah and Israel. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Ecuador has started power cuts one day earlier than planned due to a severe drought affecting its hydroelectric plants. The government had already announced overnight power cuts across the country from Monday. But because of the severity of the crisis, it cut electricity this weekend in 12 provinces from 8 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon as well. Pakistan's foreign ministry says a police officer has been killed and three others injured while accompanying diplomats in the northwest of the country. The ministry spokesperson said the advanced police vehicle was escorting diplomats from 11 countries when it was hit by a roadside bomb. So far, no one has said they carried out the attack. A total fire ban has been imposed across southwestern regions of the Australian state of Queensland, as authorities say high temperatures and rising winds have created the perfect conditions for wildfires to spread. The ban prohibits the lighting of any open fire and calls for extra measures to prevent sparks from machinery igniting a blaze. The order will remain in place until Wednesday. 180,000 motorcyclists assembled on Sunday at a shrine in central Portugal for an annual pilgrimage known as the Blessing of the Helmets. Kat Wiener reports.
The event at the Our Lady of Fatima Roman Catholic Shrine attracts devotees from all over Portugal, as well as many international bike clubs. Bikers, young and old, men and women, many of them clad in leather, held up thousands of helmets to be blessed during Sunday's Mass. Many Portuguese police forces also traditionally join the event. Some come to pray for protection, others to remember those killed or injured on the roads. According to national data, there were nearly 9,000 motorcycle accidents in Portugal last year. The Patriarch of Lisbon, Rui Valério, paid special tribute to the Portuguese firefighters engaged in combating recent devastating wildfires.
BBC News.